It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
The 13-year-old youngster was on his way home to a small, modest farmhouse in Kansas. But he skinned his knee in a briar patch. It wasn't much to fuss about, just a small scratch. He went on home and went about his chores without mentioning it to his parents. The next day he noticed that his ankle was swelling a little and that his leg was a little sore, but he still didn't mention it as he went about his farm duties. The next morning, the leg was in bad shape, and when his parents came in from town that afternoon, they immediately sent for the doctor. After the doctor had examined the leg and saw the danger, he muttered to the parents that there wasn't much chance to save the leg. The youngster didn't quite understand what the doctor meant, so he asked him. And the doctor said there was a very strong possibility that they would have to amputate the leg. "No, you won't," cried out the boy. "You won't cut off my leg. I would rather die." Well, the doctor looked at the boy and became kind of irritated with his attitude. He stepped outside the door and was talking with the parents when the boy's voice called out, "Ed, Ed, come here." The older brother, hearing the cries of the boy, went past the doctor and the parents into the room. They listened as the boys talked. "Ed, if I go out of my head and lose my senses, don't you let them do it. Don't let them cut off my leg while I'm unconscious. Promise me, Ed. You've got to give me your word." Well, the doctor didn't hear much more of the conversation because he began talking to the parents again. "That's just about like a bunch of foo boys," he said. Shortly after that, Ed came out of the room. He stood in the door, legs spread apart and arms folded. The message was clear. The leg would not come off. The doctor tried to talk to the parents, but they told the doctor they would look at the leg again that night. They did look at the leg again, and it was worse. The boy's fever went up, and the doctor told them that if he didn't amputate, there was a strong possibility the boy would die. But Ed stood his ground, staying in the door around the clock. He'd given his word. The family, realizing Ed's determination, began to pray for the boy's leg to heal. The family were devout Christians. Mother and father, then Ed, and finally the other four brothers all took turns praying. Throughout the night, there was someone praying. When morning came and the doctor looked at the leg, he saw a sign that the leg was beginning to heal. The swelling was going down. Well, in a few days, the leg was completely healed, and the young farm boy was back at his chores and hobbies. Years later, when Dwight David Eisenhower was elected President of the United States, a reporter remarked to his mother that she must be mighty proud of her son. With Ed in mind, her reply was, "Which one?" Simple faith is sometimes stronger than medical science.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.